There's a very important concept to keep in mind in everything that you do in your life, which is that freedom is a choice, but enslavement is a default. If you are passive, and if you don't choose freedom actively, you will be enslaved. Because the entire system is constructed to make sure that you stay a slave, that you are born into slavery with a Social Security slave number, that you are born into taxation, that you are born into brainwashing, you're born into indoctrination. And if you don't make efforts to get out of that, you will live your entire life in that slave system. And that's the way the vast majority of people live and die. Forever slaves. Getting out of that system requires an active leap. And it's a leap that no doubt you have taken at some level, if you are even listening to this. But as with many things, there are multiple leaps to be taken, right? There's a quantum leap of an awakening where you first realize at whatever age, hey, we're being lied to. What's going on? Hey, we weren't told the truth about this or that. That's a red pill moment for a lot of people. And then if they're curious and if they have intellectual honesty, that begins the journey, the search for truth. And along the way, the search for truth is filled with all kinds of obstacles and landmines and some fake actors or chaos agents that try to misdirect you away from the truth. That's all by design. Because the very last thing the establishment wants is for billions of people to become awakened to the reality. You know, the reality of our cosmos, of consciousness, of the interconnectedness. The reality that we're all being lied to, that our governments want us dead, the reality that our food is designed to kill, that the vaccines are designed to depopulate, that the pesticides and herbicides are designed not to kill the bugs, but to kill humans, and so on and so forth. That fluoride is a mind-numbing brain poison, that pharmaceuticals are designed to rob your body of nutrients, and make you sicker and sicker so that you need more and more pharmaceuticals because the doctors are all paid by Big Pharma, etc. That entire system can be all-consuming if you allow it to consume you. And the vast majority of people do. And that's where they get lost in the system, lost in the matrix. But getting out of that is, it's a choice followed by a journey. And it's a choice that you have to make every single day because it's easy to slide back into enslavement. But it takes dedication, perseverance, and courage to choose truth every single day. It's kind of like, I suppose, being an alcoholic, although I've never been an alcoholic. It's not my thing. But as I understand it, that each day, like once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And that each day you have to make a conscious decision to stay sober. If you don't make that conscious decision, then you, by default, you slide back into alcohol. And that's why staying sober requires constant dedication and also social reinforcement with, you know, your friends or your sponsors or whoever's involved in, you know, your AA meetings or whatever it is. And, you know, again, that hasn't been my journey, but I have had alcoholics in my family. And I know about the 12-step program and I know about the failures and the difficulties, etc. And I've also known people who have gone sober and have stayed sober for life after going through those programs. Well, it's the same thing with freedom in the sense that you have to make a conscious decision to be free every single day. And if you don't actively decide to be free, and if you don't actively apply that to your decisions, then you will slide into slavery because the entire system is set up as a prison for your mind. So let's get practical. What would those decisions be? The day-to-day decisions? Well, it would be things like, hey, don't use Google because Google is a surveillance machine that's also lying to you. Don't use any Google service. Instead, seek out alternative sources of information. Don't watch TV broadcast news. don't eat foods that are heavily processed and laced with pesticides and herbicides, because that will dumb you down. Don't make yourself dependent on pharmaceuticals, because that's another kind of trap, especially mind-altering psychotropic or psychiatric drugs or the addictive painkiller substances like opioids, which can also be, you know, rather devastating. So make that conscious decision every day to ensure that you are free. You've got to do it in every area, in food, in conversations, in your job, in searching for information, in decentralizing your life, in all the ways that matter, in the way you consume information, in the way you vote, in the way you shop, all of these things. At every level, you have to remind yourself that the system is designed to slide you into slavery. And if you don't actively resist that, then that kind of gravity will take over and pull you into that system. Perhaps the most powerful enslavement phenomenon is social conformity. So the powers that be know that if they can convince your friends and your peers to tell you to do something like wear a mask or take a jab, then most people cannot stand up against social pressures. You know why? Because most people want to fit in at all costs. They will take suicide jabs just to not lose friends. They will literally commit vaccine-assisted suicide in order to maintain their acceptance in their social group. That's how powerful social groups can be, and that's why the powers that be use them as Trojan horses to convince people to take actions that are actually self-destructive, like taking jabs or wearing a mask. But what is that desire for social conformity tied to? Usually it's tied to a lack of self-image or a lack of self-trust. So people who are confused and who don't have confidence in their own perceptions, their own knowledge, and their own decisions, they tend to allow themselves to be guided by others. They follow the herd because they figure, incorrectly, they figure, well, the herd must know what they're doing. I mean, how could everybody be lining up and taking jabs if it was a bad idea? And that's a cognitive shortcut that a lot of people take. Just follow the herd. And in this time of active globalist extermination of human populations, following the herd will get you killed. You do not want to follow the herd. And I would dare say that the behavior of the herd is a strong indicator that you should oppose. Whatever the herd is doing is probably a bad idea, not a good idea, even though our brains are wired to think that herd behavior is a good idea. But if you have knowledge, then you will gain a sense of self-trust, a sense of self-confidence and self-empowerment, and you will be less susceptible to social influence behaviors or social conformity or herd behaviors for that matter. So understand that learning helps set you free from these herd-like behaviors. So the more you can learn, the greater your confidence and your knowledge becomes, the more self-reliant you become, and the more likely you are to, you know, trust your own decisions, your own skepticism, or your own reason, and not rely on the stupidity of the herd. Like, for example, wherever I go, if there's a group of people, and I've been this way my whole life, but no group of people can convince me to do something just because the group wants me to. You know, I'm not the kind of person who would be someone where the group would say, you know, drink, and make me chug a beer or something. And that's never happened in my entire life, and it never will. Because I would tell the group, you know, go pound sand. I'm not your stupid puppet boy here. I don't respond to group chants, you know? So in any kind of a group situation that I find myself in society today, unless I'm around people in the health freedom movement or people like you listening, but if I'm around just like normal everyday people, I'm always the smartest person in the room that is the most informed, the most awake, the most red pill. There's no question about it. Now, just to be clear, if you listening to this, if you and I were in the same room, then we would both be informed, and that would be really cool. But I'm talking about just in a generic social situation, I'm always the most informed person in the group. And I know that going into the group. And I know that here I am, I'm dealing with people who are mostly ignorant. And, you know, you can make a conscious decision that, hey, this is a social event or this is whatever, and or I'm just being polite and I'm going to, you know, deactivate my brain for this period of time and just, you know, participate in this social act or whatever it is. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes you need to do that to get along in society. But I don't walk into that situation expecting to have a highly intelligent, informed conversation with awake, enlightened people. So as long as my expectations are in line with the reality, then I'm not disappointed. I'm not disappointed in average people because I don't expect them to be anything but average. And sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised when I'm in a group of average people and then suddenly there's someone who pops out of that group through conversation and I find out, wow, this person is actually really well informed. Met an archaeologist, you know, the other day that was in that category and could have spoken about archaeology for hours. And also, interestingly, this archaeologist was stunned that I knew what archaeology was. Because as we found out, when he tells most people that he's an archaeologist, yeah, they only ask him about dinosaurs. Whereas I was asking him about ancient civilizations and what time period and what cultures he was focused on in his archaeology. In other words, I had a more anthropological view of archaeology, which most people don't have. So that was a spark of, you know, mutual recognition. Like, wow, we're both free thinkers, you know, and we have a much greater understanding of reality. And so that was a wonderful conversation. And I'm sometimes pleasantly surprised by that. But I just want to tell you, in the theme of this podcast here, remember that freedom is a choice, enslavement is the default. And when you're around a bunch of people who have failed to choose freedom, they're just going to be the default slavers. And it's okay to be around them as long as they haven't taken vaccines and they're not shedding all over you. It's okay to be around them as long as you just have that expectation that is aligned with their limitations. So, in fact, let me encourage you to do this. Think about the people that you interact with, and I know some of that is involuntary. Like, sometimes you just have to interact with neighbors or friends or family members or coworkers or whatever. Ask yourself, out of that group of people, how many have enough knowledge about reality that you would actually enjoy spending time with them and having intelligent conversations? Like, percentage-wise, what percentage is that? Now, maybe you're a very blessed person and you have surrounded yourself with incredibly capable people. And I envy you if you are in a situation to be able to do that. Even in that case, you might say, one in four are the kind of people that I could actually talk to. But in a lot of other situations, it might be like one in 10 or one in 20, or you might even say, I don't know anybody who's red-pilled. Like, nobody's got it together. And that's actually quite common, which tells you something. We are living in a world where most people have failed to choose freedom. And the truth is that most people never even knew it was a choice. No one ever approached them and said, hey, you have your whole life ahead of you. Do you want to live it as a slave or as a free person? And if you did present that choice to a lot of people, if you really explained what that entailed, you know, the effort that is involved in free thinking, you know, the social cost, the fact that you have to reject false obedience, etc. There are a lot of people who would actively say that they choose enslavement because it's just easier. It's just less exhausting. You know, it's just so easy to go with the flow and not raise questions and not argue with whoever, the government or your doctor or your school teacher about your children's vaccines. It's just easier just to go along with the slave system. And that's truly the way most people are. It's just easier. Which brings us to the interesting point that these people want to experience life the way that they experience food in a fast food drive-thru. They just want it easy and fast, but not really rich with depth. So is your life a fast food drive-thru lane? Are you just ordering off a menu like, give me the vaccine number 5 and I'll take the happy job number 3, you know? Are you just going through life, driving through with the preset menu and just thinking that you have a choice and thinking that you're a full human when actually you're just living out somebody else's script? Well, if you are, you can make a change at any moment. You can choose freedom. You can choose to be enlightened. You can choose to learn, to expand. You can choose to free yourself from any area of your life. Free yourself from a bad job. Free yourself from bad friends. Free yourself from organized religion if it's being abusive to you, and a lot of them are. You can free yourself from bad politics. You can free yourself from the trap of materialism, thinking that your value in life is only expressed by your liquid assets. You know, there's so many traps that you can choose to free yourself from, and a lot of that is just letting go. It's letting go of things that no longer matter. You know, you can live as a much more free person, even economically speaking, by just not overextending your expenditures into a house that you can't afford, like, you know, a McMansion or whatever, or a luxury vehicle you can't afford, or luxury vacations you can't afford. If you just live within your means, you will be more free. And there's nothing wrong with living within your means. And I've said this before, you wouldn't believe how simple my own living situation is. I mean, obviously I can't show you pictures of it because of, security and privacy and location, etc. But you'd be shocked how modest it is. Because I literally put no value in having a luxury home. It's just not on my list of priorities at all. If it were, I mean, could I afford a luxury home? Sure. Okay, and then what? I just have to sweep more floors, you know? I mean, I've got more important stuff to do because I choose freedom. I'm not saying that you're wrong if you have a luxury home. I mean, good for you. And people have different perceptions and different values, etc. I get it. But if you're pursuing material things beyond your means, then that's becoming a system of self-enslavement. People are enslaved in their own debt cycles. And because of compounding interest, that becomes very difficult to escape. And so if you're caught up as a debt slave, then you've lost so much freedom at that point. Then you have to work and you have to earn. And of course, then you have to pay taxes. And then you have to file this and file that. And that at the end of the day, how much do you have left to pay off the loans that you took on the stuff that you really can't afford, but you wanted to splurge or whatever? It's all a debt trap. That's not freedom. That's the opposite of freedom. You'd be more free to live in an RV rather than a house you can't afford. So anyway, these are my thoughts on the subject. I hope I gave you some things to think about. At every step of your life, choose freedom. Choose it actively. And if you are currently engaged in any sort of habits that are reinforcing slavery, then ditch those habits. Reform your own behavior. Uplift your knowledge and your own courage. Don't follow the herd. And don't bow down to social pressures, because honestly, most people are wrong most of the time. The herd is stupid. The herd is not your leader. The herd is really your Pied Piper to demise. Remember that the Native Americans used to harvest buffalo by herding them off the edge of a cliff. And they would just run and follow the buffalo butt in front of them until they all went over the cliff. And then the Indians would, you know, carve them up at the bottom. Well, that's the way most humans are. They're following the butt of the person in front of them right off the edge of a cliff. And then they're wondering in free fall, what happened? I thought the herd knew what they were doing. And then, but the buffalo in front of you thought the same thing. That buffalo's like, well, I thought the buffalo butt in front of me was knew what they were doing. Nobody knows what they're doing in the herd. The only people that know what they're doing in that case were the Indians that were doing the herding. Or in our modern world, it's the people that stand back and watch the herd and just shake their head in disbelief. Like, you people are dumb enough to line up and keep getting jabbed. That's the modern equivalent of running off the edge of a cliff, like lining up at CVS Pharmacy to get injected with bioweapons. It's the same thing. Did you follow a buffalo butt to the pharmacy? I mean, people would do that. I had a wild hog in my yard last night, by the way. There's not much water right now in Texas, and the animals are ranging farther than they usually would, so ended up with a wild hog in my yard. A pretty big one, like 300 pounds. Like, pink and black splotched, actually. This is kind of a bit of an unusual color for a wild hog, to have pink splotches like that. And, of course, I showed him the way out of the yard. And he was fine. He was fine to leave, especially with my dogs chasing him. But I thought, you know, hey, at least here's a creature with goal-oriented behavior. He's not following a herd. He's seeking water. He hasn't found it yet, but at least he's actively doing something to improve his condition. And that's smarter than most humans. So the wild hog in my yard last night is actually more impressive than passive people who sit back and do nothing and just default into slavery. At least this hog was free. That says something. The hog in my yard is more free than most Americans. Think about that. Don't go hog wild over it or anything, but just ponder that. Okay, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my stories at naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like, look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder. A little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans, and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope, because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing, we do the glyphosate testing, we do aflatoxin testing, we do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra-clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage. We believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.